Now then, LFU, welcome back to another Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And happy FA Cup semi-final day, everyone. It's the big one. It's absolutely massive today. Chelsea in the semi-finals of the FA Cup at Wembley. Oh, that just sounds good, doesn't it, LFU? Hopefully you're excited, because I tell you what, I am absolutely buzzing to get myself down to London for this game. But first, before we get stuck into any of that whatsoever, let's talk about last week's game. When I say last week's, it happened literally a couple of days ago. Bournemouth away, we got a point. God knows how, but we got one. An amazing result. We're on to 40 points now. Let's see what I had to say straight after the game.
Bournemouth 2, Leeds United 2. An alright result. We've somehow managed to get away with it. Absolute robbery, because from what I heard, I didn't really manage to catch the match, but we shouldn't have won. There was no way we should have drawn, even. There's no way we should have drawn. But we did. Last minute winner, last minute equaliser, Longstaff with a great finish. Look, 40 points, guys. I think that's it. I was saying it last week, but I just feel a little bit more comfortable now. Just a bit more comfortable. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, so a bit more comfortable. Now, we're on 40. We've reached the benchmark. It's fine. We should be okay. Like, I do think the points tally is going to be very high to stay up this season. I just think it naturally will be because of the quality of the teams that are down there. But I think we're good. 40 points, that's fine. Only one team has ever been relegated with 40 points in its history, which was West Ham. Let's hope Leeds can't do the same. Please don't, Leeds. It's time for this. Right, it is Merv Awards time, where I go through and rank every single player out of 10 that played in Leeds United's most recent game, which was, of course, Bournemouth away on Wednesday night. And now, sadly, I wasn't able to watch this game. I was tied in the shackles of work, and I only had the live score app refreshing to tell me what the score was. It wasn't fun whatsoever. However, Dad watched the game, and Dad's been amazing and giving me the scores for this week's game. So I'm not going to have too much to say about each player unless Dad's left a little note, which he has for two of them. But let's crack on with it then. Carl Darlow, he gets an A. I did see the clip of him pulling out that amazing save against Evan Nilsson. Great save. Carl Darlow's been fantastic. I was saying this to Dad, actually. I was saying that, you know, why would you, right, here's a question I have for you. Would you sacrifice buying a goalkeeper next year to keep Carl Darlow as number one, but it means that we can spend like 20, 30 million elsewhere? Because I don't think that's a bad idea. Don't get me wrong. I know we need to plan for the future and get a goalkeeper that's going to go into the team, perform well, and then continue as the Leeds United number one for about 5 years. But I don't know, Darlow's still playing extremely well. And if we have another 30 million to spend on outfield players, that's not bad at all. We could sign some nice players for that much. That's an idea that I wouldn't be too bothered with. If we were going into next season saying Carl Darlow's going to be our number one, yes, on paper it doesn't look pretty, but when you look at the performances, look at what Darlow's done this season, I don't think it's ridiculous at all to say that. That's just me personally. What do you think, LFU? Anyway, Darlow, 8. Jaden Mogul, he's been given an 8. Strike, 7. Beal, 5. Justin, 8. Goodmanson, 7. There's whole back line. So Beal not being the best performer. I did hear he didn't do too well. I think it might have been for the first goal. And then moving on into the midfield, Ampadu, 6. Tanaka, 6. Aronson, 5. Then up front, DCL 5, Okafor 6. Moving on to the bench, Nemecha, he gets an 8. I heard he did come on and play very well. That's what I heard through the grapevine. So well done, Nemecha. You got an 8. Longstaff, 5, despite scoring a goal. But Dad has put effed up for not scoring for their goal. So Longstaff, not all wins for you, mate. Rodon 4, he's just put in brackets, not match fit whatsoever. So let's hope Rodon can pick that pace up and, you know, get back to that form that he had near the start of the season. Pirro's been given a 5 and Nonto a 7. A nice little assist there for the own goal. But there we go. That's all the Bournemouth talk done. We've talked about Tuesday. Let's talk about today's game against Chelsea. Oh, this is going to be a good one, isn't it? So let's get stuck into it then. The Farke presser, the pre-match press conference, what do we know from it? So injuries-wise, it sounds like Stack is going to be missing today. Probably going to be back next week from the sounds of it, but today's game won't be there. Rodon still taking time to get back to speed. Of course, he played against Bournemouth. However, Daniel Farke has acknowledged that he isn't ready just yet. Gruev is out for the season, sadly, so that's going to be a bit annoying, a little bit less depth in midfield. And Bornau is a doubt for today's game after rolling his ankle. Another point to pick up in the press conference as well was a question was brought up about who's going to play in goal, Darlow or Perry? Because you look at it, Perry in the FA Cup has been fantastic. He has been great. So you feel like he has to start. But then again, Darlow probably has been the better keeper for the whole entire season. So it's a bit of a weird predicament, isn't it? Well, I think Perry might start because Farke literally just turned around and say, Perry's been fantastic in the FA Cup. So we're probably going to see Perry start today over Darlow just purely because of that FA Cup run, which I can get is kind of understandable because, what, we've gone to penalties twice now and Perry has done fantastic in both penalty shootouts as well. So it kind of makes sense for him. But at the same time, I probably would like to see Darlow. Let's just put out the best team. And Darlow is in our best 11. So that was Farke's press conference. That is all that was talked about. So let's talk about the starting 11. So I'm going to tell you who I'd go for and what I think Daniel Farke will do. So my team, Darlow, Bogle, Strike, Beholt, Justin, Goodmanson, a midfield three of Ampadu, Tanaka, Aronson, then Okafor and DCL up front. I think just keep it as that. That team beat the scum. It drew against Bournemouth in the last minute. That's a good team that we've put out. I think keep it the same as that. Keep Darlow in goal because he has just been the better keeper. Of course, Perry's done well in the FA Cup, but I think that's going to become irrelevant today. Just keep that team. That's the team that's been doing well. So there, do that. What I think Farke will do, I think the team's going to be exactly the same except Perry in goal. So it'll be Perry, Bogle, Strike, Beholt, Justin, Goodmanson, Ampadu, Tanaka, Aronson, Okafor, DCL. I think that's what's going to happen. It's just going to be one straight swap. Perry in goal for Darlow. And then the 10 other players are going to be exactly the same because Farke's liking Perry in the FA Cup at the minute. Understandable. I'd be okay with it. I'd be okay either way, to be fair, because it is just dependent on what the outfield players do. I'm not arsed about the keeper. Yes, Perry might have a blunder in him. Yes, Darlow might have a blunder in him, but I'm not too fussed. Let's just get the 10 outfield players playing some good bloody football today against Chelsea. Right then, score prediction time. It's the big one. So a win today takes us into the FA Cup final. Wow, there's no way I thought I was going to be saying that. I tell you, like, genuinely, if you said to me, in my lifetime, Leeds are going to be an FA Cup semi-final, I probably would have laughed at you. I've probably never predict Leeds to get into an FA Cup semi-final, let alone the champs. Maybe if we get to the final, who knows? But I don't want to talk too soon. But it's going to be a tough game today. I would have been more confident if Chelsea had Rossini as their manager, just because it would have been a bit more of a negative feel around Chelsea. And now that he's not there, I feel like that's going to kind of disappear because not everybody was a fan of Rossini. They were in a horrific run of games. The rumours were the players just didn't trust him whatsoever. So I would have liked to have had him as the manager, but we can't have it all, can we? But regardless, I still think this Chelsea team isn't going to be great. I don't think they're all of a sudden just going to turn it round after, you know, not scoring in, like, what was it, like six games or something like that. They haven't scored a goal. They've lost basically every single game. I think we could do it today. I think we can do it in the 90 minutes today. Our boys just have to be absolutely on it. And which, if they are, they've got the fans behind them. The sun's out. It's going to be at Wembley. they've got to be up for the occasion against Chelsea as well. It doesn't get much bigger than this. So I think the final scoreline is going to be Leeds United 2, Chelsea 0. I think we'll do them. I think we're going to be walking out of Wembley today going, get in, thank you very much, Chelsea. We're in the final and you aren't. I wouldn't mind that whatsoever. But there we go. Leeds 2, Chelsea 0. Right then, you've heard enough of me talking about all the pre-match conversation. Let's go to Dad with his wiser view and what he thinks about ahead of today's game against Chelsea.
Wembley, Wembley. We're all off to Wembley and I'll see you there. It's an exciting day that we should all not take for granted. We should forget that the playoff dramas we've had and downs are playoff dramas and downs. This is a game where there's no pressure to do anything other than go and have a good time. Go and play well. This is, even if we get knocked out, who cares? What a season. We've gone to Wembley. Looks like we're staying up. So let's just go and enjoy it. You know, even put Meslier up. No, I'm only joking. Don't go that crazy. But in all seriousness, I hate this. We are going to play Perry when Darlow is by far our best keeper. And it's an FA Cup semi-final. Sorry. Yeah, we've played you before in other games. But it should be just our best team. That's all who should grace that pitch on Sunday. Our best team. And I think our best team can give these boys a real go. If we're on it and we go there and enjoy it, take the pressure away, I think we could do it. They've got pressure coming from all sides. Now, the problem is, I do feel the level of talent they have, there's no way they're going to play worse than they have been. They'll just, their reaction, even though people are saying, if they play really well, it's disgusting. If you're an actual player, your mentality is, my response to all this is to play well. So the game will be up. It'll probably be the best performance Chelsea have put in for a while. However, we're Leeds and I think we can do it. I think it will be extra time. I'm going penalties. I'm going quite a large score draw in extra time. I'm even thinking 3-3 and then penalties and then we're through.
Oh, I mean, I tell you what, I think Dad could not have come up with a more nerve-wracking outcome than that. A 3-3 draw in extra time, which then gets taken to penalties, which we'd win. I think I'd end up dying in the stadium. But I do agree with Dad on some points, like the starting 11 thing. Yes, we probably should put out our best 11. But again, I'm not the guy who's going to be crying if Perry started. I'm really not going to be that bothered if he is, because he's done well in the FA Cup. I think he probably has deserved the start, really. I can't lie, but it's just the fact Darlow's been that good. He just hasn't been able to get into the team. Chelsea's performance, I don't think they'll turn it around straight away. There's some good individuals in that Chelsea team, but I don't think they're that amazing. I just don't think they're that good. But that's probably going to bite me back on the backside. But, ayo, I've said it already. Yeah, I don't think they're going to play that well. Just, they're not going to turn around that quick from the Rossignol form. This guy, like, we've got 4 days. They have 4 days to try and turn around from an absolute mess at Brighton. I just don't think that's going to happen. They're a young set of players as well. No chance that's happening. But there we go, LFU. The Chelsea pre-match talk is done. FA Cup semi-final time now. God. Make sure to follow us, LFU. Socials, Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. If you're off to the game today, like me, let's go have some fun in Wembley and drink many alcoholic beverages. What a day it's going to be. If you're staying at home, in your nice warm house, off to the pub, whatever you're doing, have a cracking time, LFU. And let's hope Leeds United can go and get a win today against these Chelsea lot. What a day it's going to be. Regardless of the result, let's get to an FA Cup final. Come on, Leeds!